Blog Talk Radio.
This is Brother Seduff.
Mercy Entertainment Artists.
We rocking with our girl Regina Hicks and the crew.
We straight like that.
I'm waiting for you. I have always been waiting for you. I'm attracted to danger. I crave it. Don't we all want what we know is not good for us? What we know might break us in the end. And yet, we fly towards it. Always wanting the thing we cannot have.
Far from what can harm, far from when it's safe, hoping not too late. Rush, rush, rush on you, love, love, dust on you. Love you like a fool, put my trust in you. Cause you're the one I crave, and my savings get dangerous. The feelings never fade. I don't think we should play with this, say come, come get me straight. I don't think we should wait for this, cause you're the one I crave, and my cravings get dangerous.
What it feels like.
to see me dancing, take it all up to see you. You like to lay your body down next to me. You know I like to play around, touch your teeth. Maybe one day it can go down how we think. Don't lose your concentration, use your imagination.
You can use your
imagination.
You better use your
imagination.
Let your mind run free. Tell me what you wanna do to me. Use your
imagination.
You better use your wake up. In the morning we could wake up. And maybe we could go another round or two. I know you wanna take love, but I just keep making you wait, love. Cause I know I could get caught up so bad with you.
You like to lay your body down next to me. You know I like to play around, touch your teeth. Maybe one day it can go down how we think. Don't lose your concentration, use your imagination. I be doing the things you wanna see me do. Doing the things like I need to do. Doing the things I'm feeling like whoa, like yo-yo. I'm never losing, and you ain't no fool, that's the reason you're choosing. That's the reason we do this. Baby, you better use it. Use your
imagination. Imagination.
Let your mind run free. Tell me what you wanna do to me. Use your
imagination.
I know you're ready for it.
Imagination.
I know you're ready for it. You never had before. You use your
imagination.
Someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism. And what is fascism? Fascism is private ownership, private enterprise, but total government control and regulation. Well, isn't this the liberal philosophy? The conservative, so-called, is the one that says, less government, get off my back, get out of my pocket, and let me have more control of my own destiny.
Their 2020 platform sounds identical to policies already tried and now failing in the collapsed socialist state of Venezuela.
You know, it's funny, sometimes American journalists talk about how bad a country is because people are lining up for food. That's a good thing.
I believe it will totally eliminate private insurance. So for people out there who like their insurance, well, they don't get to keep it.
Let's eliminate all of that. Let's move on.
Abolish ICE. It's a growing call from Democrats to get rid of the agency that arrests and removes illegal immigrants in the U.S.
I think we should get rid of ICE.
We need to probably think about starting from scratch.
Why is it good for us to pay for the health care bills of people who snuck in here against our law?
It's good for people who are in our country, who are contributing to this country's success.
Or did it also apply to, I don't know, gang members or vagrants? I think they were covered too, weren't they?
These hot-button issues like free college, free healthcare, once thought to be radical, appear to be the starting line in this Democratic primary.
The three core demands of the National Day of Action are free public college, a cancellation of student debt, and a $15 an hour minimum wage for people who work on the campus.
And how's that going to be paid?
Great question.
Do you call yourself a radical?
Yeah, you know, if that's what radical means, call me a radical.
Nancy Pelosi, do you recognize her as the leader for the House Democrats?
Of course. We, as you are aware, we are diligent.
I think one way you get rid of Trump is a crashing economy. Yeah. So please, bring on the recession. Yeah. Sorry if that hurts people.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, you get out and you tell them they're not welcome.
When they go low, we kick them.
Congresswoman Ilhan Omar under attack for anti-Semitic tweets.
Can you respond to that?
No, thank you.
You use the term the occupation of Palestine. What did you mean by that?
I think what I meant is like the settlements that are increasing. I am not the expert.
They are the future face of the Democratic Party. They are not only anti-Israel, but often that anti-Zionism morphs into anti-Semitism.
Either the Klansman or the guy in blackface is right now the Democratic governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam.
Northam's nickname was a racial slur.
They called me Coon Man. I did participate in a dance contest in which I darkened my face as part of a Michael Jackson costume. I actually won the contest because I had learned how to do the moonwalk. My wife says, in appropriate circumstances.
Tonight! Tonight!
Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts with a DNA test to prove her Native American ancestry.
Her DNA test claiming she's part Native American appears to be backfiring.
Tonight, the leaders of the Cherokee Nation are speaking out against Senator Elizabeth Warren's campaign video touting her Native American ancestry.
Have you considered dropping out of the race?
You're talking about zero carbon emissions, no use of fossil fuels within 12 years.
That is the goal. It's ambitious. And
how is that possible? Are you talking about everybody having to drive in an electric car?
Admitting in earlier drafts that, quote, we aren't sure that we'll be able to fully get rid of farting cows and airplanes that fast.
I really don't like their policy of taking away your car, of taking away your airplane flights, of let's hop a train. You're not allowed to own cows anymore. You know, there are a lot of problems.
It was stunning how quickly some Democrats jumped on this proposal.
We need to be bold.
Oh, it's impractical. Oh, it's too expensive.
Keeping track of Democrats who might be driving a hard left, and a lot of them happy to do so.
Socialism is apparently becoming mainstream.
America will never be a socialist country. Never. We're born free, we will live free, and we will die free.
This has been a great movement. They try like hell. They cannot stand what we've done. But we're doing the right thing.
and I will never, ever, ever let you down.
We will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Straight Like That. This is your co-host, Lynn Diana Prince. We are...
Oh. Hey, 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 I'm here. What's up, y'all? This is DJ Karma.
And this is Lynn Diana Prince here. And welcome to another great show, Straight Like That.
Thank you. Yes, yes. How y'all doing out there? I hope everybody doing great tonight. How you doing, Ms. Lynn?
I'm doing great, Carmen. I'm just sitting here letting everyone know that the National Trans Visibility March is still underway. We're doing a fundraiser this week coming up on the 5th of June.
Yes.
Yes, we're doing a fundraiser, so a lot of things are happening, and, you know, and I wanted to, you know, get everyone's opinion on how, you know, how was everyone's Memorial Day this past Monday? You know, did you eat, did you barbecue for the first time this year, or did you hang out with friends, or did you sit at home, watch a movie, or did you lay around and have some great sex? Yes, you were.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, you were. You had a great, lovely time.
Yes, ma'am. Welcome back to the show, Ms. Regina. We didn't hear you. Yes, ma'am. You normally introduce us, but she was out for.
And this is our co-host. This is our host, Regina Hicks.
Sorry about the
on the on the air.
Pull up on me, ladies. I had somebody pull up on me at the last minute, honey, and I'm trying to, you know, write out the commercial and then be ready when he pull up and be able to run my ass outside and get pick up my little care package and run my ass back inside the building and get back on the radio with you, girl. So I'm sorry. But welcome back to another episode. The girls and y'all have brought us up to speed, and as you heard, man, was asking about everybody's holiday. Miss Carmen, what was your holiday? Because, you know, like I said, I was over at Hen House, and we barbecued and ate real good, didn't we, girl?
Honey, I just ate the last little meat that we've had.
Yes.
I literally had barbecue all week.
Yes, ma'am. That's what it's
hot
about.
Dogs, hamburgers, sausages, and chicken.
Well, girl, you better be careful, girl. The trade might think you're out here talking about how they get their dick sucked and their asses sucked, girl.
Ooh.
All those meats, girl. All those meats you just
yes, baby. That was a lot of meat.
That was a lot of meat.
But yeah, we had a great time. I did what I wanted to do with everybody. Come over, we eat, socialize, you know, court have together for, you know, a period of time. And it was nice,
yes,
overall.
Did you
have
a good time for the holiday, girl?
I actually had fun. My husband came over and
something in the air for reconciliation with our husband. My husband came back home too. Seemed like I don't know what's going on, but it seemed like he came back home. I don't know what he called himself trying to do. Your husband, did Eric come back home or he came over? What is there something in the water, what, girl? What
came
one minute they want to ask the fool and the next they want to come back? What's going on?
Well, he just came over to spend some time with his daughter and bought her a pool. And, you know, it was her and her little god sisters because, like, everybody's child is my god child. So it was her and a bunch of her little god sisters. And we had got this really nice size pool from Walmart. I'm telling y'all, y'all need to go get it. Walmart is lit with the swimming pools, $20 for a big
What kind of pool was it?
It was a 10-foot pool with three layers for $20. Y'all better go run to Walmart.
Oh, I'm going to have to get one of those.
I'm
going to have to get my baby to get in.
For the summer, yeah.
I'm
going to
find
it there. Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. It take about an hour to blow up. So make sure if y'all get it, get your electric, you know, one of those pumps, the electric ones, because you can't blow it up with your mouth. You'll die. Or, you know, the little pumps that you use your hands with.
You need an air pump.
Yeah, you need an
electric
pump.
Get the electric one, right.
Yes, and that took an hour. So just imagine how big it is. It was freaking big.
Oh,
we
yeah.
had fun. I barbecued, you know, in the oven or whatever. But, yeah, and fixed some. I forgot what else we had, but I fixed a whole bunch of little stuff. And we ate and we had fun. We really had fun. I went swimming in the pool. He got in the pool with the kids. It was just that big. We all got in there at the same time. It was huge. So I had fun.
Oh, okay, yes. I might need to get one of those and everybody can get in it, including the grown folks. Because, you know, we're not going to do nothing but get in there and get cool and then get out if the kids are going to be sledging and doing all of that. You know what I'm saying? So that might be something I might need to look into, too.
Yeah, y'all, go to Walmart. You can order it online. You know, make sure you get it. You know, if they don't have it in the store, you could go online and order that thing for $20. And guess what? If I was y'all, I would get, like, two or three of them because, like, that's an easy little water party right there for the summer, you know, easy how big they are.
Yeah.
You can have a little luau if you got children or you got a couple of little friends. You know, y'all fill up the pools and get y'all a drinks and y'all a smokes and, you know, chill out in the water. In the
right.
Pool, and just have a nice little pool party in your own little backyard. You know, you don't even have to invite the whole neighborhood. But, yeah, do that, y'all, because. And the hose pipes, guess how much they were? $8.88. I freaking love Walmart. All right.
Okay. That's a shameless plug for Walmart. We need Walmart to sponsor the show and cut off the check. That's what we need. Yes, ma'am, because you can get up in Walmart and get everything you need. You sure can.
Yeah, you just got to shop right. You know, you got to watch some prices. Really, you could come up on some good little deals, you know. You pay attention to the price and get some deals and stuff. But we had some
I like to go on the app and do it. You know, when you go on the app, you really get the deals, you know.
Yeah, you really can. Free delivery.
You get the deals. Free delivery, all of that stuff. Yes.
Yeah.
You read my mind. You read my mind, girl.
Look, make your groceries on the app and have them bring it out to the damn car and stuff. You know?
Uh-huh.
But run through the store.
But did you guys hear about Walmart and I think they're beta testing it, I think, in New York and New Jersey and California, a couple of cities. Well, now, girl, you can order your groceries online using your food stamp card.
Yeah, I heard
that's what I was just saying. Girl. That's what I was saying.
Ain't that
it? And then go sit in your car and they bring it out to you, bitch. You ain't got to go run and, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
you ain't got to go run
for delivery.
They're not doing it yet, but they will bring it to the curb for you. They'll bring it curbside and put it in your trunk.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They'll do the shopping for you.
No, they're not delivering it to your house, but they're like Simon just said, they'll bring it to your car. Not yet, though.
They're working on it.
Well, that's good,
You know they're doing that soon. They'll be delivering it to the house.
Yes, now that's some fire shit. I can get all my groceries and stay at home. Now that's what's up.
They'll just deliver it, you know, right to your door. And I think that's amazing.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
It is.
I think that's amazing. Yes, ma'am. So, Lynn, tell us a little bit more. Give us some updates about the banquet Wednesday night and some of the things that are going on with the National Trans March.
Well, actually, fundraising is going on all over the country in all different states where the girls are located at. So I'm part of Team Atlanta, Senior Ambassador to the National Planning Committee for the March. Team Atlanta is doing our first fundraiser on June 5th at Chaparral. And it's going to be a two-hour event starting from 9 until 11. And they will also be selling plates and things of that nature as well. If you want to buy a meal, you can get a meal. But all proceeds will go towards the march and give the girls to and fro from. So I will be in the house that day. All of Team Atlanta must be there in attendance. And to show in solidarity for the march or what have you. So I'm very excited, and I can bring a guest with me plus one. And I'm excited because things are moving full steam ahead. I got some other things that I might be working on too as well. We're thinking about putting together an app, a one-stop shop app for the girls, to where if you're out and about and you need to pick up your meds and you're in another state, whatever, you can get your medicine sent to you, or you can go pick it up from a local pharmacy, if you want a job, you can download your resume to this app. And if employers are looking to hire trans-friendly, they can go to this app and go through the list of girls that's on there who's left their resume and see which girl is qualified for it. And also, if you're like in danger or what have you, there will be some type of Amber Alert system on the app as well. The app will be like a one-stop shop app for the girls is what we're proposing to do. I think it's a great idea because now with so many of the girls being murdered, we need to start having the conversation of how do we keep ourselves safe? How do we keep ourselves engaged in safety and doing things more positive to make sure that the girls survive? And if they are attacked, and have conversations with the girls about if you are attacked and you happen to be murdered, you must make sure you leave DNA behind of your assailant. That way we can find out what happened and make him pay and get justice for you. So we're on it. This is like a discussion going on right now.
So in other words, when you're being murdered, make sure you scratch the hell out of him instead of fight.
Right. So scratch him, stab him, cut him, make it to where it's not only just your blood left in the house, to where he's bleeding too. And then if he's bleeding, I mean, he has a wound. And if it's serious enough, he may have to go to the hospital or to the doctor to get looked at. So, it can leave clues for you. We have to start thinking more smart nowadays because, no one's coming to save us. It seems like our officials are doing everything they can to take things away from the trans community. So now we have to do things to protect ourselves. So this app that's being proposed could be a one-stop shop for all of those things. It's trans-specific. It'll be a free app, and then all these things that can actually go on in this app that we're talking about putting together. Because now it's getting serious. Another girl was killed this past week. It's getting really serious now, and I'm all for that, And it's also time that we, in our community have a conversation to where, if you want true solidarity, a true sisterhood, this is the time. Because if we keep being divided that we are, we will fall. Like they always say, together you stand, divided you fall. So it's like we need to stand more together, and whatever issues that's going on needs to be squashed and build a real true sisterhood, similar to what they had on Paradise Island with Wonder Woman in them. They all were sisters and loved each other as such. Yes, you may have had your bad apple, but they still loved their sisters. So that's how that should be with us as well. you know.
I definitely understand. That's a good point.
You know, it's just time for us to start having those conversations nowadays, because, you know, things are really are getting serious out here now. They're really serious out here now. And I'm all for that app. I really am, because we need that. We need that.
Well, it's real out here in the field, girl. It's getting real out here in the field. Yes, ma'am. Tama, what's going on in your neck of the woods? You've been on my mind a lot lately with all this flooding and tornadoes and things going on. How is New Orleans, how's your city faring out there, out that way?
Well, actually, we're good. We don't have any issues with the water, our river, our levels is normal, you know. We don't have nothing going on out here, surprisingly, to all the stuff that's been going on all around. I was looking at the weather, and it was like a big U where all the shit was going on. I was like, what? I mean, it was even going to Texas and everywhere, but we got lucky this time, which is scary for us because we're like, okay, tomorrow is the beginning of hurricane season. If you guys didn't know, tomorrow is the first day. And we all know what that means. It's like you might as well start packing a bag now, because you just never fucking know when something's going to hit your way. You never know. So as far as the weather is concerned, everything's been kind of cool and sun. Well, not cool, but nice and sunny. But the crime, we've been having some weird shit going on Bourbon Street, which is one of the most famous streets in New Orleans. The number one street that everybody likes to visit when they come down. We had a shooting today, and then one like last night with a state trooper and a driver. So it's been a little crazy out here. The crime has been a little bit crazy out here. I'm not gonna lie, in New Orleans. So I just been like, you know, in my area. I don't live directly in New Orleans. I live right on the outskirts, so I just stay in my lane. You know what I'm saying? I don't go in the city that much because, you know, when you're known and shit like that, it just you attract a lot of attention, and that's where the bullshit starts. Now, they just had Super Sunday, and that was great. I didn't hear of anybody getting killed at Super Sunday, so that was good. But
that's very great.
Yeah, but the next day, Memorial Day, yeah, they had some shit happen. And I'm just sick of it myself, y'all. The crime is just, you know, it's everywhere. I'm not going to just say it's here because it's in everybody's hood, everywhere, you know. But you just get tired of hearing that shit. I want to hear some good shit, you know. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just enough, you know. Enough is enough. But congratulations on your work and everything that you're doing with the Trans Marshland. I commend you because you've been working hard on it for a long time, and I'm happy for y'all, and I can't wait to see the outcome of everything.
Oh, so, yes, honey. This is going to be groundbreaking,
yes,
history making.
Lynn's been talking about it for a long time, and she's finally been able to bring it to fruition. So, you know, it's amazing what Lynn, you're doing for the community.
Because I was telling, you know, one of my girls who's spearheading this with me, Marissa Miller, we were talking about the other day, and she was like, girl, you know, because she wants a true sisterhood out of, you know, with the girls as well. And she's like, girl, I don't know if we'll get it. I said, well, girl, this is what the march is for, is to bring us all together as one, you know, to come together, organize, you know, speak our peace, our truth, you know, and let it all out. I said, this could be the bridge to bring the gap together. This could be the foundation of us having those conversations and putting those issues to bed, to where we can come together more loving and honest with each other and do the things that we need to do to ensure our safety. You know, because, you know, we can't come together and change things if we're all divided. So, you know, my dream was for the march to bring us together in a more constructive way than it had been before. Like I've said before, You know, we had to do certain things in the trans community to survive. You know, survival sex, where we've been ostracized from the community, from our homes and our families. You know, so we had to go out here and do survival sex where a lot of the girls had to. You know, and we've all, and we lived in the shadows for years. You know, we was a taboo thing. Now we're not so much taboo anymore. So it's like the habits we had to learn to survive, we have to unlearn them same things to survive now if we really want true equality for us. If we really want to have a real seat at the table and be looked at as, you know, a viable source and resource of information, you know, and stability in this community. So we have to unlearn all those things that we had to learn to survive, you know. But yet, you know, sometimes girls, we revert back to things that they had to do to survive, to still survive today. Like if a girl loses her job, they have no income coming in, you know, she always goes back to survival sex work, because that's what she knows best. You know, that's what she started out doing, most likely, to make her money for herself. You know, then we want to get to a point to where girls don't have to do that anymore. Like one thing Mercer said, girl, there's enough food for everyone to eat off the table. I said, yes, it is. It's enough meat and vegetables to go around to where not one girl should feel like she's starving or she can't get in because there's no room or there's nothing for her on the no. Nothing on the table for her. No, baby, scoot over,
right.
Girl,
and
come
what?
On
I
and
agree
eat.
With that.
And eat.
And I also, right. I also agree with the concept of the app. The app should include things, resources such as housing, like you said, jobs. There should even be a dating tab where, you know, the girls can date guys and know that these guys are what are trans attracted men. And then, you know, that way that they can be, that they as well can be open on the app and doesn't have to be any confusion from using other various dating sites
well,
that can cause confusion and dilemma.
Well, this is why I've been asked you lately, because you are a voice and you have a voice and you need, and it needs to be heard as well as mine needs to be heard. This is why I've been asked you lately, girl, you need to get out. Start doing things in the community, let your voice be heard, and you can put that suggestion out there as well, yourself. They will hear you, but you have to be visible. You know, I feel like a lot of times we have to come out of our comfort zone if we really want to see real change. You know, I know sometimes life gets hard. You know, things out here are so terrible, so bad, to where you want to just, you know, escape into your home and not be bothered with it. But at the same time, what good does that do? Because still, the world is going to hell all around you, and you could. But you could have had a voice in that. My whole thing for me was right here. I wanted to be part of the change that I seek. I want to be part of the change that happens. I don't want to have changes occur around me, and me not have a voice or input in that. Because when you do that, it may be a change that comes upon. That you do not like, that does not serve your best interest. But since you didn't have a voice in that, decisions were made for you without your input.
Right. You got to step out, get your, you know, put your words out there, put your energy out there, get people, you know, give them a visual and an audio of what you want. You know, gotta put yourself out there. That's true. I had to learn that myself. I want to produce music for people and everything, but I don't want to produce for just no anybody. You feel what I'm saying? I'm sitting back and I listen to the trash that comes on, and I'm like, I don't want to produce for nothing like that. I want to produce some good music for some real artists that are serious and got their minds right. You know, I don't want the stupid rap money. I want the real rap money or the real R&B singers. You know, I want to produce for people, and I would like to produce for the transgender community. I don't have no problem at all with that. I would love for, you know, the community that's talented, you know, hit me up. You never know. Might could work something out. Y'all need some tracks, y'all need some lyrics, hit me up.
you know. Hit me up. Okay, DJ Karma, you gonna plug them beats, girl? Yes, ma'am. Plug them beats, ladies. Yes.
You know, I want y'all to come with some messages. You know what I'm saying? That means something that might can change the world. You know what I'm saying? We don't have one thing that we don't have are a lot of transgender musicians that are even brave enough to come out with music. The ones that do come out with this attitude. See, that's what the world don't want. That's why a lot of LGBT people get shunned and all of that because of the initial attitude. If you just humble yourself and you let your talent speak for itself, you ain't got to do all that. You feel what I'm saying? People going to feel you and your music. Who cares who you fucking? Who cares who you choose to be? If you was born a man and you choose to change someone, who gives a lovely? What kind of person are you? You know what I'm saying? So that's all I be caring about. What kind of person are you? I don't care what you look like on the outside. What's on the inside of all that? Because all outside shit don't even matter.
Right.
I only want to work.
All that glitters ain't gold, honey.
Right. Exactly. So I want to work with people, you know, pick yourself up, come out that shell like I had to. Pick yourself up, raise your head up, and know you got that talent, and let's get this shit popping because there are billions and trillions of dollars to be made. Yeah, I don't inspire to be a millionaire. I inspire to be a trillionaire. Okay, that's unheard of for a lot of people, but that's my goal, to be a billion/trillionaire. Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
Straight like that. You know,
like I was saying, Gina, I really want you to get more involved in the community, girl, because, like I said before, you have a voice. You're quite intelligent. You know, you open my eyes to a lot of things, and vice versa, I open yours as well. So we have a gift to give people, girl, and you have one too. You know, so I just need you to think about that, you know. I really want you to start coming out and doing stuff in the community because they need your voice and your brain and your input, you know. Because I know a couple of girls right now that if you was in the community right now doing stuff, y'all probably brainstorming right now because you know a lot of stuff, and they're on the same page that we are when it comes to a lot of things, you know. Like, do you see me post today? Them actually closing down the city jail. Keisha Lance Bottom actually signed the thing stating that the city jail would definitely be closing. It's a fact.
So where is everybody
going
to go, White Street?
Yep. That's what it's for in the first place. That's where they went before they even had free trial.
But isn't it kind of overcrowded? I mean, is it adding more people to an overcrowded system?
Well, maybe they have to build a bigger jail. But right now, the city jail, they don't need the city jail. You know, they don't think about the city jail. Before they had the city jail, they went to Rice Street in the front anyway. So they will have to make provisions and space for that down there. The free trial is going to be a community center, health center, wellness and freedom. Yeah, they'll turn that into a women's shelter.
Okay, well that's a good use of the building. I mean, the building is big enough; it should be a shelter,
right?
And like you said, a health
right,
we need
for that,
and all that stuff.
You know, so I mean, it's gonna be. They're not going to tear it down. They're just going to revitalize it and make something useful out of it because that building has been there hurting people and communities for the community for years, you know. So now they want to just do something different with the building. So she just actually signed that.
Well, that's what
and
that.
I spoke at City
well,
Hall to help them close the bitch down.
Yes, ma'am. Well, if you're just now tuning into Straight Like That, I'm your host, Regina Hicks. I've got my co-host, DJ Karma, and Ms. Lynn Diana Prince on with me. We've got to take a really, really quick break, and we'll be back very shortly. Ladies, sound off as we go to our break.
Tune in to Straight Like That. Come back, you all.
BRB.
This tension from your job, on your body, on your mind, always. Shit, when I look into your eyes, I can feel what you're feeling times three. I move four bottles, got bottles, I'm the plug, got whatever you want. She poured up and she drank every sip that was left in her cup. She wanna get loose, I know that she'll blame the drink. She just wanna be loose, just keep your feelings, stop lying. Keep trying to get loose.
Shorty wanna get loose with a nigga, smoke loud, sip a little juice with a nigga. She said she like a real nigga getting to the bag. The way I drip on a shorty like a nigga swag. She said a nigga so fresh, so clean. Pull up on the block, phone whip gang lean. Nigga flex game saucy. So whatever bitch said, I'm gotta be bossy. Yeah, shorty gotta bust down Tatiana. Jumping up in blue face, smoking on Havanas. Shorty, let me see you get loose, get nasty. Gon' bust it open, yeah, show me you a baddie. For sure.
All this tension from your job, on your body, on your mind, always. Shit, when I look into your eyes, I can feel what you're feeling times three. I move four bottles, got bottles, I'm the plug, got whatever you want. She poured up and she drank every sip that was left in her cup. She wanna get loose, I know that she'll blame the drink. She just wanna be loose, just keep your feelings, stop lying. Keep trying to get loose.
Shorty wanna get loose, we could get it then. Dip it low, hit the flow, go and get it in. We could get it in together, baby, let's be friends. Lord knows you deserve it, all the work that you've been putting in. Plus I love the way you do that. Shivers in my spine when you move that. They call me the plug, baby, do that. But I ain't tryna hustle you, trust me. I've been doing this for years, I ain't no new jack. I show you where the proof at. Me and my niggas, we getting paper. Stacking like shingles, we're where the roof at. So you know where the juice at. Money gang, we got what you need. So come here to a place to get loose at.
All this tension from your job, on your body, on your mind, always. Shit, when I look into your eyes, I can feel what you're feeling times three. I move four bottles, got bottles, I'm the plug, got whatever you want. She poured up and she drank every sip that was left in her cup. She wanna get loose, I know that she'll blame the drink. She just wanna be loose, just keep your feelings, stop lying. Keep trying to get loose.
L-A-E, young and rockin' 23. Stay down with the real ones and I'm stuntin' in that black Himalay. N-A-L-A-E, young and rockin' 23. Stay down with the real ones and I'm stuntin' in that black Himalay. N-A-L-A-E, and I'm stuntin' in that black Himalay. N-A-L-A-E, I'm just like everybody. I'm the type to handle business way before I hit the party. I ain't skirt off in no Rari. Only Hemis when you see me. Started from the bottom, now I'm making LLCs like Nicki. I rep DMV, I keep J's all on my feet. I stay in that blacked out Hemi. Slide through like snow on the streets. Yeah, they all stay watching me. Would've thought I was on TV. I stay coming through with heat. I'm gon' blow your mind like Eve. Yeah, down too long, now I know real ones. And we don't shed blood like Red Cross. They throw hate, but I don't hear them. On my way to making millions. All them games, now I won't play dumb. Telling lies, no, I won't. Lane a lay been real from day one. L-A-Y, N-A-L-A-E, young and rockin' 23. Stay down with the real ones and I'm stuntin' in that black hand. L-A-Y,
N-A-L-A-E, young, you're rockin' 23. Stay down with the real ones, and I'm stuntin' in that black hair, man. L-A-Y, N-A-L-A-E, black, blue, green, those my favorites, those my favorites. I'ma tell it all, but I ain't make a statement.
Hell nah.
Only Michael Kors for the fragrance. Nowadays it seems like everybody's shameless.
And that's fact.
Ain't no cap, I'ma just do me. Locked in the booth 7 days a week. Locked in my zone, that's 365. Every time I talk, I'ma look you in the eye. Hey. Stay on go, ain't no red lights. Wanna get the bag, don't be acting surprised. I don't know about you, but I'ma get mine. And the last thing I ever wanna waste is time.
Woo!
I ain't with no lies, and I'm not with no disloyalty. If you doing either, then you better not be close to me. Limousine tents on the Hemi like it's supposed to be. I'ma stand my ground, won't let nobody get a hold of me.
L-A-Y, N-A-L-A-E,
young, you're rockin' 23. Stay down with the real ones, and I'm stuntin' in that black hair. L-A-Y, N-A-L-A-E, young, you're rockin' 23. Stay down with the real ones, and I'm stuntin' in that black hair. L-A-Y, N-A-L-A-E, and I'm stuntin' in that black hair. L-A-Y, N-A-L-A-E, L-A-Y, N-A-L-A-E, rockin' 23s and I'm stuntin' in the Hemi.
Put your number in my phone. We can link up at my crib. I introduce you to my home. If you really about that life, then baby, we can get it on, yeah. Tryna see what's up tonight. How I'm feeling, I don't really give a fuck tonight. Girl, that ass looking good, I'm tryna fuck tonight. Middle finger to them niggas tryna cuff tonight. I see your bitch bag, get mad, she can ride on it. Let it burn like Usher, cause I keep that fire on me. No, I'm dripping flavor, got that water slide on me. They tryna slide on me, they wanna slide on me, yeah.
I got them saying, whoa, whoa, whoa. Gotta face it, don't waste it. Gotta slip slow, no chasing. Do you taste it? Hey, can you taste it? Do you want it? Tell me, do you want it? Does that get right? That's right, get right. Can we get right? I used to get by, but now I get right. I'm dripping flavor, flavor. Do you taste it? Gotta face it, gotta face it.
My nigga, I gotta get it. I gotta get it.
I'm on my grind, I go campus off the day in and day out. I gotta prove my point, my nigga, and make a way out. I'm on these streets, I'm on these beats, I gotta get it in. I got a message in my heart that's flowing through my pen. Tell me don't understand the pain that I'm going through. If you don't like the message, then nigga, fuck you. I got a long way to go and a lot of shit to do. So you ain't riding with me, nigga, I'm cutting you loose. A lot of niggas talk about how they go.
so my battlegrounds. Soldiers sit around and wait for me to fall off. But I'm a G, I move in silence, ain't taking no loss.
No,
that's message number one, nigga, so fuck all the talk. Now we can get it in on the streets, it don't make no difference. Cause I can spot your crab ass from a long distance. So you can forget about trying to latch on and pull me down. Cause I cut against the grain like a chainsaw. I move like a boss, I'm trying to get it all. I'm locked on my target, nigga, and I ain't gon' fall. Cause I've been through too much hell and too much pain to let your crabs come in and try to fuck up things. I'm on my grind, nigga, and shit is getting rough. So don't make me run in your shit like snow on the
I'm
floor.
On my grind like a pencil sharpener day in and day out. I gotta prove my point, my nigga, and make a way out. I'm on these streets, I'm on these beats, I gotta get it in. I got a message in my heart that's flowing through my pen. Now niggas don't understand the pain that I'm going through. If you don't like the message, then nigga, fuck you. Fuck. I got a long way to go and a lot of shit to do. So if you ain't riding with me, nigga, I'm cutting you loose. I've been on my grind too long not to get mine. The fire flowing through my pen like the sunshine. I'm living a life of a hustler, it's a thin line. So watch the step and move with ease, cause it's crunch time. A lot of you niggas out here think I can't hold my own, but step to a G so I can hang you up, dial tone. Now you look like you out of steam cause you minute made.
Anyway,
so I'ma spray all you roaches with my can of rain. Don't try to run now, nigga, cause I turn the lights on. Cause you done made a fatal mistake trying to end a wrong. So I'ma say it to you crabs with a straight face. You done fucked up, nigga, and you gon' learn today. Cause my grind is unstoppable like a raging bull. So I'ma teach you for the storm. Now you can duck for cover if you can't stand the pressure. And I'ma make you come up short cause your ass don't
matter. I'm on my grind like a pencil sharpener day in and day out. I gotta prove my point, my nigga, and make a way out. I'm on these streets, I'm on these beats, I gotta get it in. I got a message in my heart that's flowing through my pen. Now niggas don't understand the pain that I'm going through. Them. Cause if you don't like the message, then nigga, fuck you. I got a long way to go and a lot of shit to do. So if you ain't riding with me, nigga, I'm cutting you loose.
Y'all niggas done fuck with the wrong nigga. I'm on my grind. Y'all was better off getting a stick and poking a hive of bees than fucking with me. Cause y'all done woke up a sleeping giant. And I ain't got no remorse for none of y'all niggas. I stay on my grind, nigga. I stay on my grind.
What up, kid? Melody Maker.
I got a trip check.
What up, Mel?
I got a trip check.
Red Diamond Entertainment.
I got a trip check. I got a trip.
Money making errands.
I got a trip.
I need that trip shit.
I got a trip shit. She on a trip shit. I got a trip shit. She on a trip shit.
Come on.
I got a trip shit. She on a trip shit. That's why I let you bitches do it on the top shit. Drip chick, she on a drip shit. I got a drip chick, she on a drip shit. I got a drip chick, she on a drip shit. That's why I let you bitches know before you talk shit. I got a drip chick, she on a drip shit. I got a drip chick, she on a drip shit. I got a drip chick, she on a drip shit. That's why I let you bitches know before you talk shit.
You girls getting nosy, always on my timeline, trying to catch my wave line, trying to see my drip chick, wondering how she ride. Yeah. Tryna see my love lit. Chick, you had the bag first. Now you want some hot thirst. Acting is a purse reel. Chick, you need to really chill. Looking at a bait post. Acting like you won't smoke. All up in a DM. Acting like my BM. Babe, you need to chill.
I got a drip chick, she on a drip shit. I got a drip chick, she on a drip shit. I got a drip chick, she on a drip shit. That's why I let you bitches do before you talk shit. I got a drip chick, she on a drip shit. I got a drip chick, she on a drip shit. I got a drip chick, she on a drip shit. That's why I let you bitches do before you talk shit.
Why y'all acting lame? Trying to play them games. Searching for a name. Girl, you know my fame. Trying to see her hair, trying to see her call. I keep her heart up in that ball, she a superstar. Why y'all acting silly, hating on a drip? Saying y'all know her ex, y'all acting real stressed. Asking who's better, asking who's wetter. Y'all acting like y'all wish y'all woulda met her. She keep her nails hid, she keep that nookie clean. And her toes pretty, and that's her real titties. Don't you see it when you're lurking on her page, whoa? Don't make me telegram, you capping on a drip flow.
I got a drip chick, she on a drip shit. I got a drip chick, she on a drip shit. I got a drip chick, she on a drip shit. That's why I let you bitches know before you talk shit. I got a drip chick, she on a drip shit. I got a drip chick, she on a drip shit.
only right I say fuck all these bitches. It's only right I go give you some riches. It's only right that I get up and get it. It's only right that I come from the trenches. It's only right, yeah. That I don't even win it. It's only right that she wanna get with me. It's only right that she think I'm the realest. It's only right, yeah. Five bitch, I walk with the devil on another level, popping like a kettle. 38 special, make you feel special. They don't wanna test them, but a nigga pressure. High school, I had to teach a nigga lesson, preaching like the reverend. No, I'm not a reverend. Whoop a nigga ass like I'm playing Tekken, but I blend no game, little bit. I just want my chain, little bit. Why they always change on me? I walk through the rain, little bit. Can you feel my pain, little bit? I play no game, little bit. I just want my chain, little bit. Why they always change on me? I walk through the rain a little bit. Can you feel a nigga pain? All that stress till they get to they fatty. Nigga be playing, but I'm never friendly. My daddy a G, I'm a savage like Weather. I dare a nigga try to come and test it. My top will bring it back to Great Depression. Bling, blow, look at me now. Deep in the night, bitch, don't fly like an owl. Ran off on the plug, bitch, I need that shit now. Never cooked on the stove, but I kicked in them doors. It get real when you gotta go on the road. Get your cap popped, this is Black Ops. They be trying to man up, stand up till they fold like a laptop. I had the clout off. Welcome to the have-nots, can't stand cops. We ain't never have pops. They don't understand me, I'm from another planet. Growing up in a project to leave you damaged. They shouldn't call a lie, but I ain't never like Gannon. I went to call Smith and Wesson for expectations. The world of mine and every day a blessing. I don't like people, motherfuckers kinda messing. Need my confession, they capping like Pepsi. I'm handsome and wealthy. I told her that pussy is mine, bitch, I'm selfish. She ate that dick like it crack in the 80s. She fucked me good, I think she want a baby. I don't want kick it unless you tryna pay me. They playing games, so I told them to save it. I was in black, I don't think no racist. I went to prison, I caught me some cases. Went on a run, I knew I had to face it. Now I'm back home, like nigga, we made it. My bitch so bad, she got eyes like she Asian. She be on boat, so I keep that bitch waiting. That bitch so patient, that pussy make you sign up for the Navy. That little bit wavy, I whip out the dick and tell her to taste it. She say it tasted, these bitches bite like piranha. Okay, ready to give her that number. Okay, they know I'm hotter than some. It's only right I say fuck all these bitches. It's only right I go give me some riches. It's only right that I get up and get it. It's only right, bitch, I come from the trenches. It's only right, yeah. That I don't leave a win. It's only right that she wanna get with me. It's only right that she think on the rhythm. It's only right, yeah.
It's only right, it's only right.
It's only right, yeah.
It's only right, it's only right, it's only right.
I keep that five, bitch, I walk with the devil on another level, popping like a kettle. 38 special, make you feel special. They don't wanna test them, but a nigga pressure. High school, I had to teach a nigga lesson. Preaching like the reverend, no, I'm not a reverend. Whooping nigga ass like I'm playing second, but I play no game, little bit. I just want my chain, little bit. Why they always change on me? I walk through the rain, little bit. Can you feel my pain, little bit? I play no game, little bit. I just want my chain, little bit. Why they always change on me? I walk through the rain, little bit. Can you feel a nigga pain?
Yeah,
this is Brother Seduff,
Mercy Entertainment Artist.
We rocking with our girl Regina Hicks and the crew.
We straight like that.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back. We had a glitch or something going on just a few minutes ago, So we are now back and back in full effect. Welcome back to another episode of Straight Like That. I'm your host, Regina Hicks, and I've got my co-host with me, Miss DJ Carmen and Miss Lynn, Diana Prince, ladies. Sound awesome. Let everybody know we're back on this beautiful, laid-back Friday.
What's chilling back, me. What y'all doing? Chilling, cooling, hopefully. Everybody.
Yes, I am.
That's good. That's wonderful. That's what we all need to be doing on a Friday night. Cooling, you know?
Yeah, it's a nice laid-back Friday night. It's been hot as hell the entire week. If this is what summer's going to be like, we're going to be in trouble.
Yeah, we're going to thrive.
Because it's hot, baby. It's been hot for the last 2 weeks. I'm like, oh, my God. And summer hasn't even hit yet. Summer ain't started until June 22nd. We have a month to go.
Yeah,
and we're like, oop, there it is.
It's
going to be smoking.
It was so pretty in the beginning. Oh, yeah, it was breezy and nice. And, oh, yeah, spring. Oh, yeah, shit.
Right, didn't it cool off our asses? Now it's hell.
I mean, it's still pretty and nice out there. It's just hot. It is hot as hell now. Now you got to wear no clothes. Because I've been going out of here lately, child, with shorts on and little honey and baby, trying to stay cool as possible. I wore some pants yesterday and had lights to fry. I said, Lord, I can't do this to someone.
Yes, it's hot. This
I want to cut all my jeans up, but I can't.
Yeah, this summer you have to be in shorts and sundresses, pants and all that. It has been very, very hot, ladies. It has been very, very hot. So what else has been going on, ladies?
Well, I want to ask you guys' opinion. I saw something today that kind of rocked the airwaves and the Facebooks and the Twitters and the Instagrams. what's his name? I just saw it. Hold on. I just saw it. Give me a second, you all.
Oh, Lynn pulled it up. Yeah, I heard R. Kelly's going to go to jail with 11 counts of aggravated
assault. I saw that
myself. Wait. Amen.
Yes, I saw that too.
Yeah.
Also, the real truth about what was going on with the Jesse Smollett case has been released by the Washington Chicago Police Department. Turns out the fix was in from the very beginning, and they all knew it was a hoax.
Mhm.
Yep. We all knew. You know, at first I tried to have a little hope in them, you know, but hey, that's crazy. And it just
Robert,
like whole career.
Robert Pattinson from Twilight will be the new Bruce Wayne. It has been confirmed he will be playing Batman. So now we have our new Bruce Wayne from Warner Brothers, and people are kind of upset about it. People are like, give him a chance. You know, and there's so much being said about this, and my thoughts on that is this right here. Give the man a chance. Give him a shot. He may actually be one of the best Bruce Waynes and Batmans we've ever seen. It's like everybody was so quick and rushed to judgment. Oh, Gail Garant, is it going to be good as Wonder Woman? She too bad.
Lies. Ben Affleck was the best Batman and Bruce Wayne. I'm sorry, Ben Affleck. They should have never
Ben Affleck was great.
They should have
He's an older man. But this
Bruce
is going to be a take on a younger Bruce Wayne. The movie's going to take on a younger Bruce when Bruce first started out being Batman, like his year one of being Batman. So this is like, we never really got a story except for maybe when the Batman trilogies we had with Christopher Nolan, when he did all of those
right,
with
Christian
Bale.
Right, The Dark Knight. Yes, The Dark Knight.
Right. So, but you know, with Dark Knight trilogy, he gave us. But we never really had a Bruce Wayne story with a young Bruce Wayne starting out as Batman, his year one. You know, we never really had that because Christian Bale was already an older man. You know, this and the other when he became Batman in that particular trilogy. My thing is,
because the first one was called Batman, and it was all about him.
Yeah, it was, but he was older. He was like damn in his 30s and shit when that had happened. He wasn't a young Bruce Wayne. He was an older, like middle aged Bruce Wayne when that happened. See, they're talking about giving you this one. He would be like, you know, a younger Bruce Wayne where he was like just starting off as being Batman at a much younger age, you know. So, cause like, so supposedly, with that is like, it's like the still a take on Ben Affleck, but Ben Affleck's Batman when he was younger. So he's playing Ben Affleck's role basically as Bruce when he first started out as Batman. So my whole thing is just give the man a chance. He may actually be good. Yes, we all. I even like Ben Affleck myself. I think he did a fantastic job as Batman and as Bruce Wayne. I think he was brilliant at both. But I'm willing to give old boy a shot as well because he just might be just as good, if not even better than him. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said before, they thought Gail Gallant was going to work out as Wonder Woman. And look at it. They love her. She's right now up there with Linda Carter. Almost. Just on the big screen, you know. Linda Carter will always be our Wonder Woman. Always. But I think Gail Gallant has solidified herself enough to say that she's the Wonder Woman of today. So Linda Carter was Wonder Woman of yesterday. So my thing is, let this man give him opportunity to shine. He may actually do great. We never know.
Well, I'm willing to give it a chance. Try. I mean, it can't be that bad. We have to see. I mean, because I think he might do a good job. I mean, it's just going to be hard to see him as something other than a vampire because he's always been a vampire.
And that's the whole thing why he wants to do it, and I don't blame him, is to get out of that stereotype of him being Batman. This is why Tom Welling really ain't been in no more movies or TV shows because he's been typecast as Superman. They can only see him as that. How can they break out of that mold if they're not giving a chance? Yes, he played a vampire. He did pretty good in Twilight. Great. But that should be the only movie that he's allowed to do is vampire movies because he played just that one role. That's probably why he ain't never done another vampire movie since because Twilight has put him in, has typecast him as only doing that. So my thing is, if he's done other movies that I have seen him in, that I thought he did very well in. He's a great actor, so it's not like he don't have the acting chops to do Bruce and do him well. Even Gail Gallant came from Fast and the Furious, and she did fabulously well, you know. So I'm going to give him a chance.
Yeah, but she came from a very action-packed series. I mean, Fast and the Furious was always known for being very action-packed. So, you know, it wasn't too hard of a stretch to see her come in and play Diana, you know. And I remember when they were casting her, they were saying, oh, she doesn't have blue eyes, she's not big enough, but she got ready for the role. I mean, and then when you saw that Batman vs. Superman, I was like, oh, okay, yes, ma'am. She's got this with no problem. So you might be right. He might pull it off. We have to wait and see. When is the movie coming out? Like 2020, 2021, something like that?
Right. And you know that they're going to have, like every other hero, all of them had to buff it up. You know, Henry Cavill had to pump it up with, you know, working out. Ben Affleck had to pump it up with working out. So did old boy who played Aquaman. So did Gail Gallant as Wonder Woman. All of them have to physically work out to get their bodies in shape. Believe you me, he'll be doing the same thing that they did too. He had to work out as well. If he's skinny now, he won't be skinny then. He's going to eat and work the fuck out. So he may actually be fine and be actually good in the role. Yes.
That's what's up. Yes, ma'am.
So that was one of my little picks for the evening. Yes.
Yes, ma'am. That's I think like you said, Lane, we should give the movie a try. Like you said, he just might surprise us. He might just pull out a performance that'll have
of his life.
More.
And think about it. By him getting all this, you know, oh no, he can't do. He may really just put more of himself into the role to show the fans and to give you a great performance of Batman. But he may really just, you know, be a little more than we expected. You know what I'm saying? If they just give him a chance. Because to be honest with you, honey, I can't see anybody that's playing Wonder Woman. Gail Gallant has that role, baby. Unless she dies some kind of way, honey, she's going to be one of them for a few more movies. So it's like, yeah. And Henry Cavill, I don't think he's gone anywhere. I think he's still going to be our Superman as well, too.
Well, yeah, he definitely needs to remain Superman because he would need to finish what he started with Man of Steel. They would need to expand that story because Man of Steel was really good. And they need to come out with Man of Steel, too. We need to see him as Superman. I mean, they hadn't made a standalone movie since 2013. So it was really good to give us Man of Steel, too, and introduce Supergirl and maybe give us Brainiac and maybe one other villain. Maybe Brainiac, and now that Lex Luthor is on the loose, you know, they could have him kind of running around, you know, kind of, you know how he does, behind the scenes, making a mess, and Brainiac could be like the main villain. That would be really cute.
Well, from what I had read and heard, that Brainiac was going to be his main villain for the trilogy in the first place.
Well, yeah.
And they're going to bring Supergirl into it and then bring Superboy into part three. And like all three of them would take on Brainiac, which would have been hot.
Yeah, that would be very hot. That's what they need to do. That's how they need to work it.
Yeah.
DJ Karma, you're awfully quiet, girl. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm listening to y'all talk about y'all. you know, y'all always was into y'all Marvels and all that kind of stuff. So I just be listening, you know, because I'm still learning. But I do think O'Boy would play a nice Batman, you know.
Yeah, I think he'd be very good as Batman.
Yeah.
Just give him a chance. I mean, I'm going to give him a chance.
He played a good vampire. I mean, you know.
And one more thing I'm going to add. The guy who killed the 4-year-old girl in Arkansas has confessed, and he has led the police to the body of the baby.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And I hope he burns in hell while he's leading people to bodies.
Oh, girl, I hope every inmate take turns fucking the shit out of him and making them their own, his own personal bitch. Every inmate. Mm-hmm. Tie him to a bed somewhere and just fuck him day in and day out. Piss all over him, shit all over him, and make him sleep in that shit. So that's what
they
he deserves.
They need to make him his bitch. They need to make him their bitch. Yeah. Yes,
that's what he gets. That's what he deserves.
That's what he gets. It's what he deserves. Well,
that's
ladies,
right.
We're coming into the home stretch of our show. We've got literally 9 minutes and 28 seconds left on the clock of our show tonight. There has been so much going on in the news this week. We had Mueller finally step out of the shadow. And in front of the press today, well, not today, a couple of days ago, I think it was Tuesday, to announce, just basically give a 9-minute speech about what his findings were. He basically said he's not testifying before Congress. And that the report is his testimony, and that the president didn't do anything wrong, he didn't collude, on the question of obstruction, that he couldn't find any. However, he's not saying that there wasn't anything there. He just couldn't find anything, and it's up to Congress, if they want to pursue the matter, to take it up in Congress and try to impeach Trump. I think the Democrats have lost their minds. I think Mueller has said exactly what needs to be said about the situation, and he's got nothing else to say. Like he said, his report speaks for itself. He doesn't need to mince words with the press because the press are going to do enough coddling and cuckling, you know, as they want to, just telling people this and telling people that. And it amazes me how stupid people are and they really believe what they see on the news. Like, I saw it on the news and, yeah, girl, no ma'am, no ma'am. Just because you saw it on the news is not making actual ones factual. Do your research. They hate Trump. And if they try to impeach Trump, they're most certainly going to ensure a Trump victory in 2020 by a landslide. Bring on crazy groping Joe. And as we saw this week, old crazy, creepy Uncle Groping Joe was back at it today molesting some little girl at some school ceremony in field view of the press corps that's following him around on the gang
right.
trail. And, you know, it's time to lock him up, too, because he's a pedophile. I'm sure he's been to Epstein Island. I'm sure he's got babies, children hanging in his personal freezer ready for him to eat and consume, him and Hillary, as they all email each other about pizza parties and hot dog parties and ice cream parties. You know, the parties they all get together and have children waiting in the pool as sexual entertainment. We all know Hollywood is a pedophile casting couch, filth, cesspool, the swamp of the West. And it's time for all this stuff to be exposed. And slowly but surely, it's starting to be exposed slowly but surely. I mean, it's just coming out of everywhere, the exposure that this stuff is getting. Also, in the news, Harvey Weinstein was allowed to pay $40 million and not go to jail, whereas Bill Cosby went to jail. So we have
That right there, what I'm talking about. We should be demanding. Okay, my thing is, let Bill out. Let Bill out.
Right.
If Harvey can pay his way out of prison, bitch, why couldn't Bill have? We should be more outraged about that. Because I didn't just, that just instantly made me mad just now. To hear that he paid $40 million to stay out of prison to where Bill Cosby to pay that same fee and been free too. This is what I'm saying. This system is not for us because it's automatically really against us.
There's one justice system for the rich and there's another justice system that's strictly for the poor. And the poor are the ones that are discriminately and disparagingly thrown in jail, namely the black and brown, our black and brown brothers and sisters, and some of our Caucasian brothers and sisters that are poor. But this is clearly an example of a two-tier justice system in America that Sean Hannity and Tucker and Lauren Ingraham speak about night after night on Fox News. Anyone watching and paying attention would be informed and educated to what's going on because they give you actual news reporting. And I'm with Lynn. I think it's disgusting. It's disgraceful. They need to let Bill out because what he did.
And we should be more outraged about that.
Yes, we should. But as usual, the white millionaire in Hollywood got a slap on the wrist. And I'm sure in a couple of years we'll have a redemption story of, oh, Harvey Weinstein changed his life around how he went from being the belittled and shunned Hollywood executive to rising again and rising from the ashes and overcoming adversity and blah, 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 blah. So he should be in jail right next to Bill Cosby. They should be cellmates. They did the same crime. They should do the same time, period. But if you ask me, Bill Cosby got way more money than Harvey Weinstein had. So he should have been able to pay $40 million to get out of jail. That's just my opinion, and I agree with you, Lynn. DJ, tell me your office point. What else do you think?
That's right.
How about that?
I feel like depending on the crime, you know, some crimes you shouldn't be able to pay your way out of. If you're accused of doing something egregious, like, you know, fucking over a whole slew of women or whatever in their school, and not just some random people coming up saying some shit, you know, I think the circumstances, you shouldn't even be able to pay your way out of some shit. You know what I'm saying? If you're proven guilty, if you're really proven guilty and for real, there's proof that you did all kind of fucked up shit, then yeah, you should go to jail and you should not have the opportunity to pay your way out. That's the problem I have with people with crimes, period. because I've seen people do murder and all that kind of shit, and through their lawyers and all that could pay their way out. I don't think they should be able to pay their way out if you done did
something. Well, the only person paying their way out is white people. Black folks aren't paying their way out of jail, out of shit like that. It's only white folks that do that. They allow them to do it.
They shouldn't be able to pay their fucking way out. There should be no fucking, no bond, no bail, no bond, no nothing, bitch. You got to do the time. You did the crime, do the time. Like, period. You got caught with child pornography and all that, and they rich. You shouldn't be able to pay your way out of no shit like that. All you doing is letting a motherfucker out to go do that shit again. This time they gonna do it bigger. You know, and then when somebody get killed and they find a dead body somewhere, then it's gonna be, oh, we should have kept them in jail and all that. But no, you let them
too late. Oh my God.
Oh
my God, it's too late.
You know, pedophiles and womanizers and all those kind of type of men, you know, that fuck over women and do shit to teenage girls and all that, they are hungry for that kind of shit. They don't stop.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That
mm-hmm.
shit does not stop. They do it till they old. Look at Hugh Hefner. Like, that should have told them something right there. That shit never stops. They always going to do it. They just gonna find slicker ways to do the shit. So that's all they did was let him out, and who knows who he about to go fuck with next? Who knows? Who knows how far you gonna go? You just never know.
Mm-hmm.
So you find
it's 10 p.m. America. Do you know where your children are?
Mm-hmm. You know where your teenage daughter's at? You know what I'm saying? You're giving them freedom. They got their own vehicles. But do you know if somebody's watching them while they're driving the fuck around, just free driving with their friends, looking all cutified and shit, you know what I'm saying? While they got perverts and creeps out here watching them and stalking them. People need to be more protective of their kids these
it's
days
a mess.
And watch their children.
It's a mess. It's disgusting. Well, ladies, we're in our final minute of our show. We had another amazing episode on this Friday. Join us on Monday. We'll be back with a full show, full two-hour show. We'll also have Ms. Booby Taylor guesting, and I think DJ Carmen, is your sister going to join us Monday as a guest host?
I will hope so. I'm going to reach out to her.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, ladies, sound off as we go into our last 30 seconds of the show.
All right, y'all. Love
I'm
y'all.
So glad we've had this time together to laugh and to sing a song. Welcome. Thank you all for tuning to Straight Like That. See you Monday.
Yes, come on back Monday, 5:04.
Yes.